We're talking today with Scott Pruitt, our state attorney general. And Mr. Attorney General, August 28th is a date that I know was circled on the calendar of Gina McCarty, the EPA administrator, for quite some time, the day that Clean Water Rule becomes law effectively. The litigation that has been out there, at least one of the pieces of litigation, did receive a preliminary injunction. Tell me what you read into that preliminary injunction from North Dakota.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, Ron, this administration, this White House, I know it's not going to surprise you, has taken a very, not just on these kind of cases, but across the board, going back since he became president. Historically, attorneys general at the federal level, Justice Department at the federal level, when a federal judge anywhere in the country constrained or enjoined any federal agency from taking action that was unlawful, the Justice Department would apply that across the country uniformly. Makes sense, right? I mean, you shouldn't have a federal judge in North Dakota or Oklahoma or Texas saying that the federal government had acted unlawfully, and then the federal government being able to ignore that everywhere else. What we see happening right now is that, granted, in the North Dakota case, the Justice Department has already taken a narrow view to say they're only going to apply that as it relates to that litigation and then treat every other state differently across the country. We think that's wrong. We are involved in trying to address that this morning, actually. We've got a conference call with the collection of states to try to address this, but it's another example of this White House abusing and disregarding the law.
What, you know, exactly how are they justifying that narrow view?
Well, you can't. I mean, they do so because it's just part of the litigation and the battle, and you know, you've dealt with folks that are just, you know, they like to fight and sake, and they like, this administration is trying to, they've taken over health care with the Affordable Care Act, they've taken over banking with respect to Dodd-Frank, and the last frontier for this administration is energy and air and water quality issues and air, the Clean Water Act and Clean Air Act. They're using, and I mean, you've got the ozone rule, the Clean Power Plan, this Waters of the United States that just came down. This president is trying to get all these things done before he leaves office and telling his agencies to press on in the face of laws that say they can't do it, and then courts, federal courts, who say that they've done things unlawfully. So it puts us in a very difficult position as a state because we have to go take those added steps to say you can't do that. You need to understand that this is a federal judge, a federal court in North Dakota that has issued this opinion and applies to you. You, the Justice Department, have been constrained. The EPA has been constrained. You know, not just in North Dakota, but also in Oklahoma and South Carolina and Texas and the rest of the country.
As you've taken a look at the opinion from the Judge Erickson in North Dakota, your thoughts about what he wrote in regards to the Clean Water Rule?
Look, I mean, I think we've long believed since the comments were filed, Ron, as you know, over a year ago, over a million comments were filed, and consistently the EPA has been instructed and told by those in the marketplace what you're doing simply is not consistent with the parameters of the statute. I mean, we know that there has to be some limit on the EPA's authority to determine water quality, and yet by virtue of their own rule, it's undefined. I mean, they are going to be able to come into Oklahoma and other places across the country and call dry creek beds waterways and exercise jurisdiction impacting farming and ranching and the rest. So this judge, that's the reason the independence of the judiciary matters, Ron. You know, making sure that these judges are not intimidated by the executive branch is so important. Because, you know, in the healthcare case and in this matter with this judge in North Dakota, they've got the latitude to say, you know what, you're not king. You don't get a chance to disregard the statute. You can't disregard the Constitution. There are checks and balances in the system, and we're going to hold you accountable. And I'm so thankful for the courage and the independence of this judge to do just that.
Regarding your litigation, the lawsuit that you have filed, what is its status and how does this play out as we see EPA start to administer this clean water rule?
I mean, the two most pressing issues for us is, you know, the one issue that I've already mentioned is how does this affect, you know, our litigation as far as injunctive relief? Because think about it, if you're private property owners across this country, in North Dakota, you have certainty. You know, you can continue doing business as you've always done business and not face the wrath of the EPA fines and penalties and arrests for not complying with an unlawful rule. We don't have that assurance in Oklahoma. And last time I checked, our Constitution is all about making sure that there's uniformity and commonality, and states are treated the same across the country. And so what we've got to press initially is certainty for our private property owners, just like every other state in the country that hasn't received the assurance that they've received in North Dakota. And so that's going to be item number one. Item two is trying to prevent the administration, the White House, from taking this case to Washington, D.C. They're trying to consolidate all these cases in Washington because he's packed the court there and the D.C. circuit, and which gives him a home field advantage. And we're trying to prevent that from happening. These cases need to be litigated in the various states across the country that have brought these cases, and our citizens receive the relief and certainty that they deserve. So those are our two primary focal points right now, Ron.
Regarding the litigation that you have filed on behalf of Oklahoma, you filed it in district court in this area, right?
The Northern District of Oklahoma, which is the federal court there in Tulsa.
And so bottom line, you indicated that you are working with others that have got litigation that EPA has chosen to ignore, I guess, based on this decision, this injunction. You're going to be working with others to try to get something turned around on that, right?
We're working diligently. I actually have a conference call this morning to strategize and assess what steps we could take, not just Oklahoma, but every other state in the country that's involved in this litigation. There are 31 states, by the way, that have joined this litigation. That's more than what sued the federal government and the White House on the Affordable Care Act. That's how big this litigation is. So we're all working together as early as this morning trying to assess and strategize on what to do next.
Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt not happy at all about the decision by the Department of Justice and EPA to allow only the states that are involved in the litigation that was ruled on by the federal district court judge in North Dakota. Only those states are involved in the injunction, according to DOJ. Other states are subject to the new rule, Clean Water Rule, effective today. Mr. Pruitt says he and other AGs around the country looking at how to turn that around and get it to basically apply to the entire country. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.